Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak with Gerardo?
He's not here.
Well, actually, I can do anyone on the line. Do you mind helping me out with this survey? It's real quick.
Okay.
It's about what's going on right now. You know, the election's coming up next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have everyone, can you please tell me your age? You don't have to if you don't want to. I can leave it blank.
We'll leave it blank.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may send a number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Critical race theory, or CRT. How do you feel about that from 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you. How about public school teachers?
50.
Thank you. How about public schools?
50.
Thank you. How about public charter schools?
Probably 40.
Thank you. How about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
0.
Thank you. How about your local school board?
50.
Thank you. And how about the American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
Probably 20.
20?
Yes.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
50.
How about Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
That I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the followings? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. From 0 to 10. 10?
10.
Thank
yes.
you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. From 0 to 10. Thank you. Provide basic life skill. I said that already. Never mind. The next one. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement, and voting. 0 to 10. Thank you.
10.
Thank you. Help America responsibilities. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future, tech in global job market.
10.
Maturity. Thank you. Become more organized and have structure. Sure thing.
7.
Thank you. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. Sure thing.
10.
Thank you. Would you say that you stay with your home state, spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
I'd say they're about the right amount.
Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics for education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Read it again.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree?
Somewhat disagree. Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classrooms discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
Read it again.
A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Probably strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, do you strongly support or do you strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics, do you support or oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol or kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, do you support or oppose?
Can I be neutral?
You can be, don't know. That
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including TOEFL certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a public studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum?
I'd support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 minutes that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 minutes that is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 minutes that is not at all convincing argument. You can use a number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find that convincing? Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or anything in between 0 to 10?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. 0 to 10?
That's a 0.
Okay, thank you. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10?
I'd say an 8.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm retired and employed again.
Okay. Do you want me to put employed or just retired? Which one would you prefer? Because I have both. I cannot
put employed.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican, not a strong Republican?
Middle.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Thank you.
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Personally.
Applies to you personally?
Yes.
Thank you. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Thank you. We're done. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You have a great night. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know.